This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. Are you a Star Trek fan? I'm not, but I'm led to believe there are millions of fans called Trekkies around the world, and AusTrek is the oldest Star Trek fan club in Australia and is actually the second oldest Star Trek fan club in the world. So these are people dedicated to the ideals of Star Trek. They hold regular meetings, missions, they get together, have raise money for charity. And the first TV series, Star Trek, started back in 1966. Doesn't seem to be slowing down with movies coming out fairly regularly. I guess you can call it a cult phenomenon for decades. There's Captain Kirk and the pointy-eared Mr. Spock. The spaceship Enterprise was heading for Earth and Captain Kirk saved the day. What a hero he was. They had to come home to get details of their new mission. They needed an assignment, needed to know what its creator wanted it to do. Now, I don't fully understand much about Star Trek, unlike millions of others, but I do know as people, we can just drift around in life waiting for instructions like they were. Unless, of course, we believe in God, the eternal creator God. So what is the most important thing to learn if we had a manual to look up? Well, one day as Jesus was walking down a street, we'd read a man came up to him and asked a very strange question. Lord, what's the most important command in the entire Bible? Here it is, said Jesus. Love the Lord your God. This is the first and greatest commandment. That's in Matthew 22. Now, when Jesus makes a very strong statement like that, we need to sit up and take notice. What was he saying? Here is the most important thing in life. Learn to love me because I made you. Now, when we love God, we're actually, do you know, worshipping him? When I say worship, most people think about going to a church service, but no, I'm talking more of a life attitude, giving myself to God because he's the most important part of my life. There's nothing more important than that. What would he want? He made the world. He created you, me. Surely there's nothing he wants, but here's the point. God actually does want your love. Jesus explained it quite clearly, I think, in Mark 12:30. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. God doesn't have our attention unless we do something about it. He can't force himself onto us. He waits. Now, some religions around the world say, put your mind into neutral, let the inner power be released. But that's not the case for the Christian. We concentrate our thoughts on him through prayer and Christian meditation. God is focused on us all the time. The Bible says it beautifully in Psalm 139. Lord, you have examined me and know me. You know everything I do from far away. You understand all my thoughts. You see me, whether I'm working or resting. You know all my actions. That's Psalm 139, 1-3. So God never takes his eyes off us. How wonderful. He never stops thinking about us. He loves us. And he wants us to focus our attention on him. Now, that can be hard. We can be not always in the right frame of mind. And the disciples actually struggled. And Jesus said, look, when you pray, go into your room and close the door and pray to your Father who is unseen, Matthew chapter 6. So we don't need a big church. It can be anywhere. If you're driving, you can pray in, as you drive, or sitting in a nice comfy lounge chair. Big words are not needed. He hears the words and he knows what's in your heart. What a shame that many walk around each day missing out the adventure. Life should have meaning. I mean, how meaningful is it washing up? But even there, you can talk to God. Life has to be more than pleasure seeking. It was the author, Rabbi Zacharias, who said, if there is no larger meaning to life, then life is without a driving force, without any substance or explanation. There it is. And I think that's true. Lord, it's easy for us to get caught up in our own issues and, Lord, and to miss the big picture. We forget about others who are having a bad time. And I, Lord, need you, Lord, to remind me that people have feelings as well and help me to show them what really is important in life. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.